I never really thought that I'd actually fuck outside, babe. I mean, as much as I thought it was dirty and I really wanted to, I wasn't actually that kind of exhibitionist. Then I kind of hit a dry spell in college, and my parents got invited up to the lake with some friends and neighbors. They all had cottages there. I figured, sure, why not? I'd tag along. There was nothing better to do. And, well, as you can imagine, that was a perfect opportunity for me to start fucking outdoors. I guess you want to watch and hear all about it, don't you, babe? I love that. All right, let's hit play on the video in 3, 2, 1, play. So it was really beautiful by the lake. The only thing was, it was a lot of people older than me, friends of my parents. There was, though, this one really hot man. He just so happened to be the husband of one of my neighbors. God, I wanted to fuck him. I would tease him so bad, babe. Wearing my little bikinis, parading around, bending over, fanning myself. Oh, I didn't give a fuck that he was married. What did I care? I was just a horny college student who wanted cock. And by the way, then he kept covering his crotch in swim shorts. I knew he would get hard watching me. One day I said that I wanted to go out on the rubber floaty dinghy boat that they had for the lake. Like an inner tube type of thing. And nobody wanted to go, but my parents didn't want me going alone. Of course, he volunteered. Almost the minute I got on there, I started complaining about how hot I was and how I needed to take my top off. He got so fucking hard. And I asked him if he wasn't hot and didn't think he should take those swim trunks off. He hesitated, nervous about getting caught. We were way too far away from the shore for anyone to find us. Still, though, we were outdoors. Exactly what I wanted. Kind of the best of both worlds. And he did. He took off swim trunks and, oh my God, he had an amazing cock. I knew it would be big from the bulge I saw in his swim trunks, but oh, I just got my hands on it and stroked him and played with his balls. I really wanted to fuck him, but he absolutely said that he wouldn't be able to fuck me. It was too dangerous, and I was too young, and he was married. Oh, God. I was so fucking horny. I loved playing with him. As things went on, I moved closer and closer until my pussy was really close to his cock. Yes, you can see I was still wearing my bottoms. Just leaning back, showing off those perfect tits of mine. I just kept moaning, saying how amazing I looked, how his wife never jacks him off anymore, never sucks his cock, how they barely ever fuck, how he could just imagine how tight my young little pussy would be. I knew he wanted to fuck me, babe. I knew I could probably get him to, too. I just slid my bottoms to the side and let him take a little peek of what he'd be missing out on. I told him no one could see us. Told him how wet I was. How I really would love to ride his hard cock. I think he liked the naughtiness of us fooling around outside in the open like this, too. Fuck. He was dirty. Kept moaning. And I kept rubbing my pussy right against his balls. He could tell how wet I was. I really, really wanted him inside me. I told him I'd be really good. I would pull off when he came, before he came. And that kind of got him intrigued. He knew he wanted to. So I just wet his cock a little, and he couldn't resist. He just had to slip it in my pussy for a little feel of that tight, wet hole. Oh my god, his cock was so hard. It's exactly what I needed. So fucking hot just to be riding his big dick out on the water like this. He slid it up in me. God, then he got nervous again. Nervous that I wouldn't pull out. I promised him I would. Promised him I'd be such a good girl and pull off of his cock. He couldn't take it. He knew he wouldn't be able to last long. God, I just rubbed a stick up and down my wet slit. So nice and fast. He was moaning, groaning about it, how long it'd been since he'd felt a cunt like mine on his cock. And I slipped it back in, even though he kept telling me to be careful. Be really careful. Fuck, be careful. Oh, because he knew he couldn't last. He just started coming and coming, coming. I didn't realize he had a volcano's worth of cum in his balls, babe. There's so much of it. Oh, it felt so good. Just wet cum, and I just had to slide my pussy down on his cock. Even though he said he shouldn't, he loved it. He was so high off of just coming all over me that he couldn't stop me. He wanted me to fuck him like this. He loved looking at me, the way he marked me all over with his cum, how tight it felt in my pussy. He wanted me to lie back and show off my tits, and the way he came all over me and look at that while I just played with my clit, because I fucking had to come. Everything about this was so hot. His big, hard dick, was still so hard after just coming, being outdoors like I'd always want to. The fact that he was fucking married and shouldn't be letting me ride his dick. All of it just made me want to come so bad. Oh, I did, babe. I came so hard on his cock. Oh my god. Fuck, it was one of the best and wettest orgasms I think I've ever had. Oh, he just kept pounding his dick up in me, too, even after I'd just come. Fuck. We both just laughed and kind of basked in the beauty of the day and the water and orgasming like that. Oh, it was amazing. And, yeah, I guess ever since that moment, I kind of got addicted to it. It was just such a perfect first time fucking outdoors. I wanted more. Too bad my next very serious boyfriend was having none of it. Oh, but it's not as bad as it sounds. I'll tell you about that one too, babe.